SN 927 Spring Panel.
And we're up to the final three races out of the Valley, and the Strathmore Community Bendigo Bank Stakes is race 7. Scratching is number 4, Reldas. And what's the market doing here with a hottie, Trent, Brave Smash?
Greg, we have Keen Array at 16, but Brave Smash is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $1.65. Santa Ana Lane, $9.50. Prussian Vixen at 51. Yesterday's Songs also 51. Well Sprung, 18. Oak Door, 8. Rudiger, 14. El Divino, 12. Windspell, 61. Revolving Door, 21. And Pay Up Bro, 81. We had the opening price of $1.70 on Wednesday for Brave Smash. About an hour ago was $1.55, just a touch too short there. The bookies have gone out to $1.65, but clearly dominates. And really outside of that, well, Oak Door's been $5.50 out to $8. And if there's going to be a minor upset, well, probably an upset, just not worry about the minor part. Santa Ana Lane did open 13 and now $9.50. And there was one punter yesterday that did have a $29,000 double at $3.98, to be absolutely exact, on Egtart, who runs at $2.35 in the Theo Mark Stakes at Rosehill into Brave Smash. So they'll know their fate about an hour and a half out from this race.
It's not a bad little try, is it? Dean, what's going to happen here? Prussian Vixen drawn in, second up might go forward?
Yeah, 1,200 metre tempo, different to Wyden at 1,000 last start, Greg. So, yeah, I think she'll go forward. I would expect Revolving Door to use that gate from barrier 3. El Divino at 1,200 metres wouldn't be far away. And then whether horses like Oak Door and Keen Array come across from out wide and put pressure on or to try and slot in. Brave Smash, probably we don't know enough about his absolute racing style, but I'd be thinking he's about midfield.
I just can't get my head around taking $1.65 about this horse who hasn't won for 2 years and his wins in Japan have been at longer trips. Surely it's a doctor bet, isn't it? You'll get better.
Well, I suppose so. I was pretty taken with his appearance and his performance first up, and I'm prepared to give him a clean slate on what he's done in the past, that Darren Weir's got him running in these sort of races. But you're right, he's very short, and he should get, as you said, get better on the day. Keen Array, I liked his run last start because I didn't like him at 1,000 around the Valley, but 1,200 suits him a lot better. Second in this race last year to another Weir runner in Voodoo Lad, and he might have to settle for that role again. El Divino, another Weir runner, I thought ran well enough first up. He can place, and Santa Ana Lane likewise. But I'll be taking two horses in the quaddie, numbers 2 and 1, but yeah, I'm pretty keen on the favourite, 2, 1, 10, 3.
2, 1, 10 and 3. You going to take him one out, Warren?
No, I'd be taking Keen Array as well. And I think the way to approach a race might be a Quinella or even Exacta with Brave Smash and Keen Array, because I do think they stand out. Brave Smash was just terrific behind Vega Magic, and I thought Keen Array was very good behind Miss Rock, and out to the 1,200 metres certainly suits Keen Array. I think two wins, probably ahead of one, and to me they stand out. Santa Ana Lane comes through the Vega Magic form line, meets Brave Smash again. They were certainly a significant margin back to the third and fourth place getters there, but he ran well and he'll be fitter. And I thought through different form lines, I just love his will to win, and I think he can get into a spot somewhere near the speed. Oak Door might be worth considering for trifectas and first fours, but I think 2 and 1 stand out. 2, 1, 3, 8.
Is Winx's little brother any hope to fire up today?
Gee, looked terrific in the mounting yard leading into his first up run, so I think out to the 1,200 metres is certainly a positive. If he can run to his looks and stepping up to 1,200 metres should suit, and fitter with that run under the belt, yeah, he wouldn't be far away from being maybe Gator's fifth top rater.
Okay. Well, they've all got a place in the field, haven't they? 2, 1, 3, and 8. I like one for a little bit of a place here in Revolving Door. He's finally got a gate. You give him any chance at all, Matt? It's a lot harder, I know.
Yeah. No, he hasn't factored into... I reckon he's a bit squibby for mine. I reckon he's probably the right price here, Brave Smash, but I don't think there's a precedent for this. You know, odds $1.60 on a Metro Saturday in town without having one in 700 days. Yes. I can't think in history that there's ever been a scenario quite like this, but he was terrific behind Vega Magic, and that's the best form line around at the moment, but it was a little bit flattering. I mean, Vega Magic was 5 wide, 61 kilos, ridden like the best horse, and... You know, 6 kilos off him and scooting up the inside. Having said that, it was a sensational run from Brave Smash. So, it all adds up that he's probably the right price and the rightful winner, but I just can't get over the lack of historical precedent for it.
He might have even beaten Brave Smash with a little bit of luck going. He's beaten Vega Magic, yeah?
Yeah, no, well, Damien got off and said the horse stuffed it up, we should have won easily, so mm. Yeah. He's just a kind of a conundrum for me, Brave Smash. There's an assassin in this race called Well Sprung who runs well at the track, and he's really good on his day, Well Sprung. I can visualise him as the knockout here, the unexpected knockout. So if I take two, it'll be 2 and 7. And then I thought Oak Door, different form line, maybe Keen Array. But, yeah, I'm just curious to have another look at Brave Smash here. 2 on top from 7... 8 and 1.
2, 7, 8 and 1.
Yep.
I'm tipping him too, but I'm just I'm scared the price is too short. But you just have a look at that Regal Roller. It's hard to imagine that if he comes to this anywhere near that he could be beaten.
What about the ultimate second up syndrome? If they say, well, he was second up after 700 days, that's why he failed. So
well, and he's not one second up before either. So, but I think, as Dean pointed out, it's kind of a new slate today, isn't it, with this horse in Darren Weir's care now. And it's the same sort of form line that Voodoo Lad took into this race, winning last year, coming through that Regal Roller. So, yeah, I'm with him. I thought Three Santa Adelaide ran really well in the same race behind Vega Magic and Brave Smash, and he's a second-up winner. Last time he had a second-up run, he didn't handle a heavy track, but I think he'll get around this really well today and be strong late of it. I'm going to throw Revolving Door in for a place. I think he's finally drawn a barrier. He had an atrial fibrillation last time, so forget that, and his previous runs were absolutely huge, with big weights on occasion from bad barriers. So he gets a good barrier draw and no weight, and I think at big odds he could maybe just get amongst the trifectas and Keen Array next best. So I'm 2 on top from 3, 12 and 1.